Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. Pope Francis encourages praying the rosary to end the pandemic. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a look at an article over here at the Vatican News. It has an image there. It's up on a screen. You see the Pope. It says Pope Francis recites the rosary on the 30th of May 2020. So this was last year. And the Vatican's Lord's Grotto. So very, very famous shrine to Mary is that one at Lourdes. I'll put another image up on a screen showing you what that shrine looks like. This is where people by the millions, by the way, lost to save souls, lost to save Roman Catholics flock to go to this place, folks. Keep in mind, I am a former Roman Catholic, born again, saved 1989. I came out of this idolatrous system known as the Roman Catholic Church. The article says Pope urges Catholics to pray in May for an end to COVID-19 pandemic. Pope Francis invites Catholics in Marian shrines around the world to dedicate the month of May to a marathon of prayer for an end to the COVID-19 pandemic. Who are they praying to? Mary. Who are they praying to? Mary. Mary. So, folks, you know, if you're a Christian, I'm talking to people who have been genuinely saved. You've been genuinely born again of the Spirit. My, oh, my. If you have no problem fellowshipping with people who believe this stuff, then I would question whether you know the Lord yourself. I mean, we're talking idolatry. We're talking a system that proclaims a counterfeit gospel. I mean, if ever there was a counterfeit gospel, it is the gospel of the Church of Rome. We're talking about this leader who declares himself to be the Holy Father. People bow before this man, kiss his ring. He marches all over the world. People bow before him. Leaders come to visit him, have an audience with him. Sometimes big name preachers like Billy Graham used to have an audience with this man. This is why the church is the way it is today, folks. It's idolatry. This is the ecumenical movement. This is all joining together, and it's called apostasy. So, you know, look at Psalms 115, verses 1 to 8. It says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them." So, you know, folks, you know, many conversations I've had with Roman Catholics over the years, and they will give you a song and a dance routine. "Oh, no, we don't. We don't really pray to Mary. No, we don't usually. Oh, you never were really a true Catholic. Oh, you never did this. Oh, you never. Oh, no, no. Look at this. Here's the leader of that church. What is he calling? He wants to end the pandemic. So instead of calling upon God, praying to God with Jesus Christ as the mediator, he's talking about praying before graven images, statues of Mother Mary. And no Jesus here, folks. That's what's missing here. The real Jesus Christ is missing. And this goes on continually, folks. And the men of God who stood against the system during the time of the Reformation times, like Martin Luther, many other people, many of the people were murdered, killed, burnt at the stake because they came against such idolatry, just as I'm talking about here today, folks. So Psalms 115, I mean, it talks about these idols. You know, I'll put it back up on the screen. There's an image of that grotto at Lourdes, at that shrine to Mary. You know, that shrine, that statue made out of concrete or cement, whatever it's made out of, they make eyes, but those eyes can't see. Ears, that Mary can't hear you. The feet can't walk. Do you see that? And this is what the psalm is talking about. That mouth cannot speak, okay? They have a nose. That statue, that idol has a nose, but that nose can't smell. Those hands, they can't feel you, folks. So they can't walk away. Mary can't walk away out of that that little garden there, folks. And this is what the Lord is allowing you to see, folks. It's idolatry. So when the Spirit of God saves a soul, He opens up the spiritual eyes so that people can see this. But the people who go to visit places like this, they're spiritually blind. And that's what it says. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. They're spiritually blind. They don't have eyes to see, and they do not have ears to hear. And Jesus spoke that way over and over. He warned the people. What's missing here, folks, is Jesus Christ. He said, John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Folks, we need to turn to the Lord, not Mary. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Psalm 46:1. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust, Psalm 91:2. Do you find Mary in any of that, folks? No, you do not. And let me tell you something, the Lord rebukes you for worshiping things like this. And when, especially people who have been warned about these things, and they harden their heart even more, they come against the Christians who preach the truth. And it's kind of scary, folks, that many people, many leaders in Protestant churches, even people like Rick Warren, hails the praises, sings the praises of Pope Francis. And you can find that all over the internet. Go to YouTube. You'll find Rick Warren singing the praises of Pope Francis, folks. This is incredible stuff. So that article goes on to say, it says the prayer initiative. The initiative will involve all the shrines of the world in a special way so that they might encourage the faithful, families, and communities to recite the rosary, to pray for an end to the pandemic, read the statement. Pope Francis will open the Marian month of prayer on 1st of May with a rosary broadcast across Vatican media's platforms. Each day, we'll see Vatican News broadcast a recitation of the rosary at 6 p.m. Rome time from the various shrines taking part in the initiative. The Pope will also close the initiative on the 31st of May with another specially broadcast rosary. So you know what you're going to be hearing for a month, folks? Over and over and over again is Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed. Over and over and over and over. I did this, folks, for years as a Roman Catholic. I thank God today that He has delivered me, that He set me free from that wicked, idolatrous system. My, oh my. So that's what I want you to see from that article, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a Roman Catholic, folks, listen to me. Put those rosary beads down. Take them, throw them away, please. Take it off your neck. Take those scapulars off your neck. Take those medals off your neck, just like I do. The Lord wants to set you free. But as long as you choose to remain in that bondage, there's nothing that can be done. It's a free will choice that you have to make. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8. That's the whole psalm. Listen carefully. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer or allow thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. It's all about the Lord, folks. No, Mother Mary. Mary, can I hear you? Oh, if you hear anything today, folks, hear this. You're hearing it from a former Roman Catholic. Hear it again. Mary cannot hear you. She cannot hear you. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit. It's all about Christ. You need him. He paid the price for your sins, Roman Catholic. Just turn to him. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Ask him to wash you with the blood that he shed, folks. And you'll see when the eyes are opened, When the Lord removes that spiritual, the veil that's upon your mind, then you'll see that what I'm speaking here today is the truth. Let me close with this. 1 Peter 1:18 to 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You need the blood of Christ, folks, to wash away your sins. As I speak to you right now, you are either dead in your sins or alive in Jesus Christ. What do I mean by that? If you've never put your faith in him and had your sins washed away, never had your sins washed away, you've never been born again of the Spirit, right now you're dead in your sins. And if you're a Roman Catholic, that's probably your situation right now. You go to church week after week, maybe even every day. You go to Mass, you speak to your local priest, and you mean well, but you've never been saved. You're religious, but you're lost. That was me, okay? So hear it from me today, folks. It's not about Mary. It's not about praying a rosary. It's about putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. The gospel's good news. Turn from these things. This is idolatry. If you're praying to Mary, praying at these shrines, you have your own little shrine. I was going to do that right before I got saved, folks. I was going to build my own little shrine, go and buy a statue, and I wanted my own little altar till the Lord saved me. Glory to God. Saved me. I was born again of the Spirit. He rescued me from ever doing that, and I thank God for that. So, folks, you heard it today. You heard another message trying to get you to understand the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be blessed.